Okay, so what we have this week, you can hear them in here. Ooh. These are, well, Jake, you would know, you're from America originally, or not originally, you lived there for quite a long time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, spent some time there. Can we say the brand?
Let's just say they're made in the US. Well, no, because I guess no one will know it, right? So you could say they're called Mike and Ike. Is that...
People know Mike and Ike. I knew Mike and Ike.
Oh,
really?
Oh, no, we've already said it.
Oh, no. Oh, well, look, we can say that. And this isn't a promotion for them, by the way. This is just us trying.
This is just an observation on one of the many fine products that Mike and Ike put out. we're just taking stock of this particular one.
So these literally are in the shape of sort of pills, like you would get. Oh no, they're kind of coney. What's that? Candy corn? You might actually. I won't do that. You can do it yourself. They're candy corn, sort of coney, sort of.
Yeah, candy
shape.
Corn. Like they look like wax.
Yeah, yeah. This is literally like earplugs, sort of shape.
Oh, why?
It really doesn't look like something you want to ingest.
These don't look like they should look like this.
Oh, really?
No.
Did you reckon we got a bad batch?
I just feel like they're meant to be shinier. Why are they this matte texture?
Well, I mean, what are these actually? Are they jelly beans? Is that the idea? I think
but so. They look like drugs a little bit. Well, it's a bit scary.
On the packet it says they're root beer float, chewy root beer flavored candies.
What's root beer actually?
Oh, a float. A float is a spider.
Yeah, right.
Ice cream, soft drink.
But this doesn't taste very good, so is root beer meant to be good?
Tastes like mint.
I always found that root beer tastes like the smell of Denko rub.
Really? Isn't it? It tastes a bit like.
Yeah. Tastes like Denko rub.
So this is accurate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tastes
and
the
crap.
Smell of Denko rub.
Have you guys had root beer floats?
No.
This tastes exactly like a root beer float.
Really?
In pill form.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many root beer floats have you had in your day?
Plenty is plenty. Not a lot. I definitely would rather have like...
So it tastes like Denko rub.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Denko? The stuff you sniff, yeah?
Isn't that stuff you put in your muscles before footy?
Yeah, it's like deep heat.
Yeah. Oh, this smell takes me back to many a change room and many a game.
And now it's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I found it so unappealing when I first tried root beer. It's like, this tastes like the smell of pain. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
I always thought that root beer was ginger beer.
Mm.
I thought it was the same thing, so now I'm a bit thrown off my game.
Is it very popular in the US, root beer? You always hear it on TV. Root beer.
People love root beer over there, for sure. I think it's like, I don't know, Dr. Pepper is also like kind of like root beer.
All right.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, this tastes like crap.
yeah, this is not a nice lolly.
These suck. Like,
I mean, give them over here. These are delicious. I will eat these all day
long.
I'll
still eat them because they have a sweet aftertaste, but the main taste sucks.
I feel like, much like Dr. Pepper, like you said before, I feel like this could grow on you. This is going to be an acquired taste. At this stage, I'm still acquiring it. It's still kind of triggering me. It makes me think of a sprained, like... You know, sprain ankle or a hammy or something. Yeah. But
you know what? You're gonna love
the pain.
You're gonna like it. We're gonna lock the studio.
Do you know what it makes me think of exactly? Is when we. I remember one time I was in. I was playing like. This isn't meant to be a brag. I was playing like first 15.
Hey,
rugby.
Humble brag.
In
humble
school,
brag.
Which is I guess a little bit more serious than normal rugby or whatever. And I remember what would happen is on Facebook these. Sometimes players would make events for like to make sure the whole school came and watched you kind of thing. So I remember I went to play this school in Bathurst and someone in our team found that they'd made an event on Facebook. It was like blah, blah, blah versus our school. And then one of our players decided to write on the wall like, we're going to effing F you up sort of thing. And then, they just wrote up the region that I'm from. And then,
very different.
But then what happened was someone's like, haha, yeah. And then these other guys started piling in from our team being like, yeah, we're going to F you up. We're going to drag you C's. Like, we're going to do all this stuff. And then other players from their team started going in. Then people from our team started tagging their friends in it. And like other guys from our region just weren't going to be part of the game. Didn't even go to our school.
All out flame war.
Being like, yeah, we're going to bash you. We're going to do all this stuff. And then I remember sitting on that bus on the way to Bathurst just internally crying because I'm like, this is going to be, we have to play well and these guys are going to want to kill us because we're on their thing. This nice, humble event being like, we're gonna kill you. And I remember we showed up to the game and these dudes had these like, dudes from Bathurst had these bulldogs with spike collars to intimidate us and they were fully like ready to kill us. And it was one of the most brutal games ever. And I just remember Denko rub being very needed before and after. It was just terrible.
And the question on everybody's lips is, did you actually win?
No.
Because
they were so... You know why we didn't win? Because they had the edge over us because they were so angry and they really wanted to genuinely really hurt us.
Intimidation factor.
And it was actually really brutal.
They won their mental game.
Yeah. And there was, you know, it was cold in Bathurst too. That's why we lost because it was
Well, they would have kicked your ass, right, after the game had you actually won. So it's probably better you just lost and then you got to go
home. Took our defeat humbly. Yeah. Anyway.
That's totally true. You wouldn't want to win because then those dogs would have been all over every team member.
Yeah. I seriously, I'm glad, it panned out that way.
So from that traumatic memory to these lollies, how does it make you feel about the lollies overall? What's your final verdict?
I'm thinking of maybe a 3.5.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's just savage.
The aftertaste is okay.
Are you from Bathurst? Because that's savage.
Let me see.
No offense to Bathurst listeners.
One more time. Oh, it does be better now.
Hey, there we go.
I'm getting quite used to them. I'm liking the consistency. It's such a nice consistency. I also wanted to point out on the back, it says that the flavoring is, it says lime, cherry, strawberry, lemon, pear, and orange. I don't know about anyone else.
What?
But I'm not getting a hint of any of those flavors.
No. It's like when you mix colors. If you mix all the colors together, you just get like poo flip.
Poo. Yeah.
Poo brown. So that's what you're getting here. You're getting all the flavors and you're getting poo.
Specifically poo brown.
Mm. Well,
like with a brown. Bunch of sugar.
Well, I can get used to poo brown because I'm going to give these like a 6 and maybe a week more of eating this. I'd say maybe an 8.
What are you?
Nice.
4.
10.
What?
10. I'm going 10.
That is absolutely, you're just giving in, you're just feeling bad for the lolly.
These are definitely the best lolly I've tasted on this program.
No what?
Way. Oh my Easily. Gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, we eat some garbage.
We had like chocolate once.
It's definitely pretty good.
And you think that's, oh my God. Okay, well. That's incredibly disturbing, and I think you got to be like Suits, man. You know, Harvey says, don't let your emotions get in the way of a good friggin' court case. And you got to stop feeling bad for lollies, man.
That's a serious
game. I feel bad. They're great.
No.